Hello and welcome to the Sanctuary First podcast. This is Songs of Christmas at the Brewery. This podcast was recorded live at the Bridge of Allen Brewhouse on the 4th of December 2024. Joining us in this episode is Duncan Cullens and Jim Steele playing music and Reverend Albert Bogle.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, and thy birth, Jesus, Lord, of thy birth. Silent night, holy night, sleeps the world hid from sight. Mary and Joseph in the stable bare, watch your child be loved and fair. Sleep in heavenly rest, sleep in heavenly
the notes for this one.
I saw you work in the wilderness, saw you walk with the wind in your face. Saw you far from the city warmth, sleeping rough in a distant place. Oh, but if you only knew the glory prepared for you, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know all the sheep by name, you know all the rivers and the rolling hills, and you know all the weather lines, the warning signs the red sky holds. Oh, but if you only knew the glory prepared for you, ooh, ooh, ooh. For soon you will see what I see, heaven's desire, your prophet's dreams, your world and mine will set the sea for love to arise. Then you ride to your kith and kin, telling what you seen and heard. Soon you settled right back in, reading to your flocks and herds. Oh, but if you only knew the glory prepared for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. For soon you will see what I see. Man, you are the King of glory. Your God and mine will pierce the night. Heaven and earth will soon collide. Soon you will see what I see. The lame will leap, the captive free. Soon you will see he set things right. Heaven and earth will soon collide. For he comes to save, rain in the night. And he comes to reign, descending from light. He'll make a way, lay down his life, the love would rise.
You want to be sure?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming along this evening. We are breaking into new ground here. And a big thank you, first of all, to those, the musicians who have come to join us, especially to Duncan here, who has come to be part of our well-known musical team that's around us in Sanctuary First. Duncan, of course, is your assistant pastor? Is that our pastor? Pastor at Corton Baptist Church. And obviously, also, Duncan has worked in the university with the students, with the Navigators. And it's been a real privilege getting to know Duncan over the years and to see the contribution that he's able to make in music and sharing his faith. So thank you, Duncan, for coming along tonight and being part of our team. And also tonight, we've also got Jim Steele, who is very much part of one of the directors of Sanctuary First, our online international, interdenominational community, reaching out to people all over the world. And if you're listening, because this has been recorded, you might want to say hello to everyone here in the brewery in Bridge of Allen. So all of you in the brewery in Bridge of Allen, could you give a shout out just so people know that we actually do have an audience and that you are a real audience here this evening? Hello! Hey! So great to have you all with us tonight. This idea I had was that I just think it's so often we don't give people a chance to explore what Christianity is all about in the right atmosphere. It's sometimes we make it in a very, pardon?
Douglas.
Douglas, oh yeah, I'm going to say something about Douglas in a moment. Because this atmosphere allows us to share faith in a place that's kind of normal. Whereas sometimes church doesn't feel very normal when we come in and sit in rows and we see the back of one another's heads, and sometimes it's hard to talk to one another. But we're so grateful to Douglas, Douglas Ross, who owns the brewery here, and he's been a good friend of Sanctuary First, and I think he was one of my first parishioners in Sanctuary First when I came here in Bridge of Allen 5 or 6 years ago, Douglas. And Douglas has been interested in what we were doing in Sanctuary First, and he takes all the apples from our orchard and turns them into cider. So if you want to taste some of the, I call it Martha's Orchard cider, then speak to Douglas and get some of that before you leave this evening. So that's where we're going to go with this kind of evening. We're hoping that we're hoping to do it again next Saturday. It's like a season.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's a season of festive joy. And so the idea would be on a Wednesday evening, you come here, you get some, you can get cider, you can get pizza, you can drink what you want, and also have an opportunity to explore what Christmas is all about. And that's what I want to talk to you a wee bit later on this evening about. What's happened, why I think Christmas is worth exploring. But before I do that, I want you just to think about this. Look at yourself. Go on, have a look. What are we doing here? Is this a dream? Are you sure you're alive? And if you are alive, what's it all about? You know, it's a strange world we live in. And we say, oh, I've got to understand everything in a reasonable way before I can believe anything. But that's a lot of codswallop. Because we have to make comments and believe in things even when we don't quite understand how it all works. A very simple thing is you switch on the light. You don't say, well, I tell you what, I'm not going to switch on the light until I understand how electricity works, and then I'll switch it on. We take things at face value sometimes because they work for us. And that's what I'm going to try and get people to start to think about tonight. This story of Christmas, why is it important? I think it gives us a narrative for our lives. But that's the wee bit that will come later on. And it's back to asking, I think, Duncan, are you going to sing some more for us? Or is it over to Jim? Jim's going to sing one or two songs to us now, and then we'll come back into this whole storytelling time about Christmas. Okay?
So I've got a lovely song. It was the original busker way back. His name is Washington Phillips. And it was in the 1800s, 1870s or something. As a black man, he wasn't really quite inclusive in the church. And he stood outside and he wrote a couple of songs. He wrote 12 songs in total. That's all he did. And but eventually Charles Tinley, he heard him, and the two of them did a song. I'm not going to do that song. I'm going to do the song. It's a kind of protest song. But just to say, he found establishment eventually. That's what I mean. He was on the outside, like many of us. Trying to get in. This one is called You Better Have Jesus. And it was his little protest song about you could go to college, you can do all sorts of stuff, you can do what you like, but whatever you do, you better have Jesus. And he put it to a lovely blues sort of tempo, which is smashing. So you get to do a hymn in blues. Join in. All you've got to do is that's all. That's all. It's right to stand together, it's wrong to stand apart. None's gonna enter till the pure of heart. That's all. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better have Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. And that was his song, outside the church. You're fighting each other, you think you're doing well. The sinner's on the outside, he's going to hell, that's all. I'll tell you that's all, that's all. Well, you better have Jesus, I'll tell you that's all. You can go to college, you can go to school. You ain't got Jesus, you're an educated fool, that's all. I tell you that's all. Well, you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. That's all. Another class of preacher, higher speed. They had to go to college to learn to preach, that's all. I'll tell you that's all.
Well, you better have Jesus. I tell you, that's all. Our love for Jesus is all it should be. You've got too much hate, you're never gonna be, that's all. I'll tell you, that's all. Well, you better have Jesus. I'll tell you, that's all. Now come rain or shine, surrender your will. Open your heart and let the good Lord in, that's all. I'll tell you, that's all. Tell you. Well, you better have Jesus. I'll tell you, that's all. Well, you better have Jesus. I'll tell you, that's all. That's all. And that's all we need. That is all we need. Sometimes we think we know better, don't we? It's fun. So I'll go on to some Christmas ones. I'll do another one and then we'll let Duncan up here. It was my only one. I think I've only got one Christmas song that I wrote. And the prestigious Albert, he writes one every year. This one, every year he's got a lovely song. And this one was called, I wrote it because I thought, oh, Christmas, I love all the bits and pieces about it. But I thought, do we really remember Christ at Christmas? And I thought, oh, we're never as great at doing that. So I wrote this wee song, just to remind us.
Are we ready for Christ on Christmas Day? For the rebirth of life in His way? God gave us His Son to save. Remember Christ on Christmas Day. Mary gave birth to a child that day, giving rebirth to the world God's way. Are we ready for salvation's day? Are we ready for hope from this day? Yes, I've given my heart to you. Yes, I've given my life to you. It's not something you've asked me to do, but I give up my life for you. I give up my life for you. Are we ready for Christmas Day? God our Father is blessing our way. So many were reborn on this day. Are we ready for Christmas Day? God's given us life from this day. By His rebirth of Christ in His ways, God's given us hope for this world. Are we ready for Christ today? Are we ready for Christmas Day? Yes, I'm giving my life. Yes, I've given my life for you. It's not something you asked me to do, but I've given my life for you. Yes, I've given life to you.
Just to remember Christ on Christmas Day. That's all. That's all. I'm still getting that one.
Well, lovely to see you all. I thought I would share a song just off the back of what Albert was sharing there. Like a wee while back, Sanctuary First asked me to write a song from the perspective of the, was it the shepherds let me get this right here. Now, the angels talking to the shepherds at Christmas time. The angels talking to the shepherds at Christmas time. And it was kind of thinking it from the shepherds' perspectives a wee bit. They were just kind of enjoying their everyday life, you know, I don't know, or maybe not enjoying it too much. I imagine it's quite a rough existence. And just the way this incredible experience just opens their eyes, you know, in their everyday life and breaks in this whole reality that they had no idea about. And I imagine it had a profound impact on them. So they're, when they were thinking of looking at their lives, they made it had a pretty difficult story in some ways of just getting on with it and roughing it. And then their whole perspective must have been changed, seeing choirs of angels. So this one's called Soon You Will See. So I think it's the angels talking to the shepherds. Enjoy it. It's quite hard to sing. We'll give it a go.
I saw you work in the wilderness. I saw you walk with the wind in your face. I saw you far from the city warmth, sleeping rough in a distant place. Oh, but if you only knew the glory prepared for you. Ooh, 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 ooh. And you know all the sheep by name, you know all the rivers and the rolling hills. And you know all the weather lines, the warning signs, the red sky holds. Oh, but if you only knew the glory prepared for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. For soon you will see what I see, heaven's desire, your prophet's dreams, your world and mine will set the scene for love to arrive. But then you ran to your kith and kin, telling what you'd seen and heard. And soon you settled right back in. You returned to your flocks and herds. Oh, but if you only knew the glory ahead of you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. For soon you will see what I see, Emmanuel, the King of glory. Your God and mine will pierce the night. Heaven and earth will soon collide. Soon you will see what I see, the lame will lead, the captive freed. Soon you will see he'll set things right. Heaven and earth will soon collide, for he comes to save, save in the night. And he comes to reign, descending from light. And he'll make a way and lay down his life for love to arrive.
So, yeah, there we go. Thank you. So maybe that's a wee message to us as well, you know. Soon you will see. Would you like to sing a song with me? Yes. Thinking maybe one that we could join in with. Let me have a wee look here. Oh, I'll tell you what, this one's a wee bit different. It's based on a Leonard Cohen song, but it's kind of got Christmas lyrics to it. So it kind of retells the story. But I'm sure you'll be able to kind of, you can get your lighters out or your phones, and you can sing the chorus, Hallelujah. I hope Leonard Cohen wouldn't mind this, his song getting changed like this, but it's a kind of retelling of the Christmas story.
Well, I heard about this baby boy who's came to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah.
It's your turn.
Hallelujah, beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whoever hit that top note there, good job. I couldn't have hit that one.
And a couple came to Bethlehem, expectant child, they searched the inn to find the place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. Those wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place of which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh, they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Really well. Last verse, here we go.
And I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy will grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. The rugged cross was my cross too. Till every breath you drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There we go. Give yourselves a round of applause. Beautiful. You're welcome.
Maybe 50 years ago, when I was a teenager, a friend of mine wrote a song called Jesus, You Ain't No Blue-Eyed Baby. And it's always stuck in my mind. And it went something like this. Shout out from the temple, fire from your lips. Man, you are no Pharisee and you're no hypocrite. You're no superstar, man, because what you know is real. None can hide behind the mask. Oh, no, no, no. Jesus, you ain't no blue-eyed baby. You know, and I think we misunderstand who Jesus was. We see Jesus at Christmas as a blue-eyed baby, and he wasn't. And there was something powerful about this man that changed the world. But also he identifies with the deepest longings of all of our hearts. Because it seems to me that the one thing we're all looking for is a place to belong. And where, a place to fit in. A place where we can feel accepted. And I guess that's why we call Sanctuary First, Sanctuary First. Because it's meant to be online, a place where people can come and feel safe. And not get, you know, if they comment on something, there's rules the way we speak to one another within Sanctuary First online, that we don't detract from somebody's personality because we want them to belong. We want to listen to them. And I think that's something about who Jesus is, that he came into the world that we might know who we are and what the point of our life is all about. And I think that's the big issue that people are looking for. Why? What is the point of my life? Why am I here? Is there a purpose for my life? And I want to suggest tonight that if you were to start looking more closely at who this Jesus is, you begin to understand that he makes these incredible claims about himself. God became one of us, Emmanuel, God with us. Because God has always been with us, because we are made in the image of God. You see, I think more people know about God than they let on they know. There is a God-shaped, you might say, blank in everyone's life. And we try to fulfill it and fill that with so many things that don't really match up to what we're looking for. And so when we come to think about what the gospel of the good news of Jesus is, it's that God loves us. I remember years ago, a folk singer speaking to me about something, and he came and he told me about a dream he had. And, you know, as a minister, he thought I could interpret dreams, you know. And he told me about this dream, and I won't go into all, but at the end of it, he said, "What does it mean?" I tried to look wise at the moment, and I said, "I think the most important thing is that you go away from here knowing that God loves you." And he said, later on, when he found his faith, came back to talk to me about that, and he says the first it rang in his head, "God loves you." And he said because he had never ever thought about God in that way, but yet, deep down in his heart, he knew about God. Nobody needed to tell him about God. He knew about God. And that's, in some ways, what the good news of the gospel is, that God loves us. God is not distant from us, but God is close to us. God has come into our world to be one of us. Now, here's the mystery as well. I want you to think about this. When we start talking about all this kind of stuff at Christmas and, you know, the meaning of Christmas and is it possible that a baby could be born of a virgin and all that kind of thing, people say, that's just, you know, out with my understanding. It's only out with your understanding unless you understand about the resurrection of Jesus. If Jesus rose from the dead, and you look back from that perspective of the resurrection to the incarnation, then it's possible. But here's another thing that came to me. Of all the things in the world, you've often heard that Christ died for our sins, came into the world to die for our sins. But you know, I didn't realize this until recently. The early church fathers said, "Do you know that even if you had never sinned, God would have come into the world in Christ?" Why? Because God loves you. God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants you to know him. People say to me, but how do I know God? And yet they do know God because people go out and they walk. I've got friends who say to me, Albert, I feel closer to God in the golf course or up in the mountain than I do singing hymns on a Sunday. And you know something? Sometimes that's true. Because as church people, often we've kept God and tried to keep God in the walls of our church. But God ain't there, he's in the world. And what we're trying to do in Sanctuary First is it's an open door into the world. And we're going out into the world to meet God. Because sometimes God's not in church on a Sunday because he's bored. He says, sing me some new hymns, sing me something different. I've heard it all before. And we need to see the challenge of what it means to be a church without walls. And that's the vision of this meeting in the brewery, is where people can just come and begin to talk and begin to think maybe more deeply about things, but about what Christmas is all about. If God exists, well, that's if you exist. And if you exist, perhaps God does exist because he made you. And therefore he wants to know you and wants you to know him. And that's the beauty of all this exploring. Now, how do we do this? This takes me to the next wee point. I'm going to finish with this. The importance of community. Remember I said at the beginning, we're all looking for a place to belong. The one thing we're all looking for is community. Somewhere where we can be accepted, where we can share ourselves who we are, and we can contribute, and we can help someone else grow and develop and feel valuable. And that's what church is meant to be. A community in the world, not behind closed doors, but a community changing the world around them because God's Spirit's at work in our lives, bringing us into community in order to open the doors for others who know about God to feel they can talk about that longing that's in their heart and find it for themselves and find his presence for themselves. So the next time you get a Christmas card that says Emmanuel, God with us, that's truer than you might ever imagine. But you don't need to go back to Bethlehem, to a story 2,000 years ago. The story's got to be relevant for us today in our everyday walkabout lives. And that's what Christianity is about, challenging us to be alternative, to be different, to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate you, to wrong-foot people, to begin to create something of the presence of God among us, and maybe for them to begin to realise that God loves them because they see something of our love and appreciation for them. So I really do hope you'll come back, because we want to see if we can make this like a snowball. Next week we're going to be singing carols, but we're going to be singing in community, this community thing I'm telling you about, to experience something of this community. And in the singing of the community, because singing is singing when you come in the community, then we come in communion. Our voices all blend into one. And then next week, bring someone with you. And in the singing, sometimes the truth of something touches you through a song being sung, the words being sung, touch your heart. So I've done my wee bit tonight. I've done my wee storytelling about faith. I've told you about Paul, my friend, who sang, "Shout out from the temple fire, from your lips, man, you're no Pharisee, you're no hypocrite, you're no superstar man, for what you know is real. None can hide behind the mask. Oh, no, 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 it's Jesus. You ain't no blue-eyed baby." There's something more to all of this that you've got to explore. And we would like to encourage more people to come and help us explore that.
Yeah, so I hope you don't mind a wee bit of self-indulgence. I was just going to play you one more song, and then Jim's going to come up and play after me. But I wasn't going to share this song tonight, but just after what Albert was sharing about this sense of Emmanuel, God with us. And I wrote this wee song when I think it just finally clicked for me that God wasn't this very distant, abstract thing out there, but he was actually very near to me. And especially in quite difficult times, this sense of Emmanuel. And this is, I suppose, just a bit of a reflection on what Emmanuel, God with us, means. So I thought it'd be maybe an appropriate song to sing.
Put on our shoes, you took on our weaknesses, a neighbor to all of us, flesh of our flesh. You entered our homes, you worked by our shoulders. You drank and you danced with us. You shared our rest. You walked alone. You uttered our groans and sighs. You cried to an empty sky. Will not reply. Son of man who suffers long, here beside us, you will pull us through this madness. You will heal us, Emmanuel. Strength of the weak, but the peace of the warrior. The healer of broken hearts, Father of the fatherless. We see your face in the least of our brothers, Lord. So if we should turn from them, we turn from you. Son of man who suffers long, here beside us, you will pull us through this chaos. You know well, you will heal us. Man. So the world hears the king's heart beating, and so the world hears the king's heart beating, and so the world hears the king's heart beating still.
Here we go. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.
What about some Christmas songs? I've got a little medley of White Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It sounds an unlikely medley, but it does work. It does work.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your dream merry and bright. May all your Christmases be white.
We don't want white Christmases. We could do without it here in Stillman.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not frown. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You're making a list, you're checking it twice. You gotta find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. Well, he's good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not frown, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, good for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not frown, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Even if Stephen.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties and celebrations. People dancing all night long. Time for presents, singing kisses, yay! Singing Christmas. We're all up for a party tonight. Gonna find that girl and underneath that mistletoe go kiss you by the candlelight. The room is swaying, records playing, all the old songs you love to hear. I'm wishing every day that it was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns the lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thy rod of Jesse free, thy own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O O come, thou key of David, come and open wide of every home. Make safe the leaders on high and close the path of life misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. One more. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer. O Spirit, by thy advent here, dispense the gloomy cloud of the night, and death, dark shadow, put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
We did say we would try and finish by 8:30 so that people could, you know, if the weather's not good, they can get back home again and not too late tonight. So if you finish a wee bit earlier, it'll not be a problem unless you've got maybe another song to sing or Duncan's got another song to sing.
Another 100.
But it's just to say, first of all, big thank you again tonight to Douglas for allowing us and having us here and supplying us great food and great pizzas, and to the chef for doing all the pizzas. Thank you. Let's hope next week too, I can see you all back again if you can come and bring a friend and use it. And then keep in mind that the 18th is going to be another evening, which will be hopefully a great opportunity. Can I remind you of Sanctuary First, that it is an online community where people can discover and connect with God at a point in their time, in their life, wherever they are, 24/7 a day. And there's all kinds of things on the site, from the opportunity to meet every day for morning prayer, or you can get it in catch up, or you can get daily prayers and Bible readings, again, sent to you by email or to your phone, or you can go and find it on the app. And the app is completely a unique app. There's nothing like the Sanctuary First website anywhere in the world. And digital, during the lockdown, there was lots of research done into digital churches. And Sanctuary First was reckoned to be one of the most interesting and unique, you might say, contributions to church life. And academic papers were written about what we've been trying to do. So it's quite a unique site, and it's come out of Scotland. And it's there for people to connect with God and understand something of what it means to follow Jesus. There's blogs, there's podcasts, there's all kinds of things on the site. It's a treasure trove. It's full of all kinds of opportunities. And in fact, you can even get involved in a connect group once a week to study the Bible if you're interested in that as well. Wherever you are in the world, there's a number of connect groups around the world, people coming in from different parts of the world where they do Bible study and share together. So it's a very interesting, you might say, site for people to get involved in. And we're opening that up, trying to encourage people to see that they can be partnering with Christian congregations and with people who are searching to find a bit more about faith. So that's my plug for Sanctuary First tonight, encouraging you to think about what we're doing.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, the yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now divine, oh, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts By his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, there came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings laid thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now divine. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, night, oh, night divine.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctuary First podcast. This has been Songs of Christmas at the Brewery. If you're listening on the Sanctuverse website or app, get in touch and leave a comment below. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, check out the Sanctuverse website and app to find more material just like this. You'll find us at www.sanctuaryfirst.org.uk and on app stores for both Apple and Android devices. Thanks for listening.